Leilani Lim Villegas with the Texas Department of Banking, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So first question, a lot of people feel the need to overhaul their finances this time of year. What are the three things you'd recommend doing to help folks stay on track?
The first recommendation I would have is for families to establish a rainy day emergency fund. During a 2012 National Financial Capability Study, the survey concluded that in Texas, 57% do not have a rainy day savings fund to cover at least 3 months of an anticipated financial emergency. So that'd be my first number one priority. The second recommendation would be to plan on saving and not spending a portion of your tax return money. And the third one would be to request your free credit report.
What are some common mistakes people make or some pitfalls to avoid?
Many families do not have a family budget, or what I'd like to call a family spending plan. So families wait until the last minute to plan for big expenses or the holidays, for example. So speaking of the holidays, you know it's coming. The same gifts that you purchased last month are at a discount right now. And the financially smartest families start early, and there are many programs in the community that we call like Christmas in July, and the main concept is to plan ahead. Especially during the tax season, people are itching to buy big ticket items, a new car, a big screen TV. So instead, maybe consider investing that money in your future, maybe by enrolling in a children's college savings account, or use a portion of your tax return to either pay your debt or your credit cards.
So if someone is determined to make a huge economic change, is there such a thing as overzealous saving, or can you try to do too much too soon or too fast?
The way I see it is you can control what you save today, but you have absolutely no control of what will happen tomorrow. Many families experience huge financial losses due to lack of financial planning. So encourage your family members to embrace the behavior of saving. The earlier, the better. And remember, it's not about how much money you make. It's really about how much money you save.
If you're having trouble making ends meet now, what's the one small thing that everyone should do to kind of start digging out?
I would say that you must first learn to accept the difference between your needs and wants. So let me provide an example. You may need a cell phone, but you may want an iPhone. You may need, let's say, internet cable if you work from home, but is it really, really necessary to have all the 200 premium channels? So you see, once you understand what you really need, downsizing on the wants can truly make a world of difference in your family finances.
Leilani, thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure.